I'm going to start the show a little differently today. I want to talk about Lioness, the show. Now, I don't usually talk about shows and movie type stuff this early during the show. I usually wait till after most of you have already left. I've already clicked away, you know, gone and done something else. But let's start with that, man. My biggest gripe about this show is that these ladies cry so much, man. They cry, so there's not one episode that goes by without insurmountable amount of crying or tears, bro. It's like these are trained assassins. This girl could kill 5 buff dudes with a piece of plastic or a pen or something. Like, they're that good at their job, but yet they cry during their job. It's the weirdest thing. Captain, the woman in charge, why you tearing up right now, bro? We're about to just wipe out this whole squad right here. We're about to wipe them all out. Why you crying, dog? That's not the right time to be crying, dog. Before, when I made that comment on an earlier episode of this show that they cry a lot, then I watched, a few weeks went by, and they just kept crying. Like, yo. Then I started to thinking, maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm just too insensitive. And then this is the latest episode that just came out. Let me just quote them on the latest episode.
We went shopping for the wedding.
And then that night, you leave in tears. Then come back, then leave in tears again. Then Alia leaves in the morning, and more tears. You don't know her to cry for her, and she doesn't know you. So, why the tears?
Yeah, as soon as I heard that on his show, I was like, bro, thank you. Thank you. Why the tears, bro? It's like the weirdest thing. It's like a mixed match with, like, general killer type, you know, special ops type movie, but then there's so much emotions behind it. Like, it's just throwing me all the way off. Like, there's so much tears in this damn show. So much. There's a lot of killing. It's a lot of special ops killing, you know, of course. Special ops is the title, but the lioness part, yeah, that's for sure. These lionesses, they cry. Boy, do they cry. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Rolling Stoner Podcast. I'm Oex Kennedy, by the way. You could call me Ken. Now, this is episode numero 127. That's episode 127. We rolling out here. We're back. We're back with another episode, man. It's going to be a little bit a little different on this show today. Today, we're going to be smoking on chocolate chip. Chocolate chip. Now, I like this flavor. Oh, my God. It's like the aroma. It's like Fruit Loops. I've smoked Fruit Loops before, and it's the aroma is divine. The only thing about these is that it smells better than the effect. Like, it smells great. It looks great. It tastes great. But the effect does not last as long, or it's not as strong as, like, white truffle that I was on last week. Now, that one was murder. There's going to be a lot of chocolate on this show today. Okay. And the song we're going to be playing today, put on my headphones, I did this before where I said, if there's any high estrogen levels listening, they should just skip ahead through these songs when I, you know, this is a warning sign. Warning. Warning. This song is going to be disrespectful as shit. Unladylike. Unhuman-like, I guess. I don't know. The last time I said that, it was about a song dissing dead people. This time I'm saying that it's about a song, very popular song, dissing a lot of dead people. Now, this guy I'm talking about is FBG Duck. Now, FBG Duck, after making this song, not too long later, he got done Mexican style. Now, what I mean by Mexican style is that they did them like the only place you could get away with that is in Mexico. No, and if you're from Mexico, don't get upset. Don't, you know, it's true, because they just did the census, or the, what's this called, when they do the top most dangerous cities in the world, and Mexico is 6 out of 10. Like top 6 out of 10. That's a good number on the stoner score. So come on, bro. What they did to FBG Duck, man, it was in the middle of a very, very busy, like, street. It's the equivalent of Rodeo Drive. You know, a very famous street, a lot of shopping, high fashion shopping center. You know, when they have expensive shopping centers in the location, there's a lot of there's more cameras there than in the Pentagon. That's a lie. I've never been in the Pentagon, but there's a lot of cameras. You know, there's a lot of high merchandise. Celebrities come here to shop, and there's different paparazzis popping out everywhere. So if you were to do anything here, you're not getting away with it, unless you was in Mexico, of course. You're not getting away with it. And they did them Mexicans. They hopped out with the chop. Very busy street with thousands of cameras. Do, 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 do. Yeah. Yeah, they crashed all the way out. In America, we call that crashing out. Because in America, you're not getting away with that. Again, it's not Mexico. You're not going to hop out in the busiest spot in that location with chops. Lots and lots and lots and lots of bullet and expect to get out scot-free. Nah. But the song in question, again, high estrogen levels, skip forward. I know about 15% of my audience is female. 15%. Don't worry, 15%. Later on in another episode, I will dedicate some songs, some more good feeling vibes. Something good you can cry to. Something you can cry to. But this ain't that. This is FBG Duck, Dead Bitches.
Hey, yeah, so let me hit that wood, bro. I said, get on him.
If we ever said it's up, that bitch, I swear to God we mean. We already in hell, bitch, since 12 we been demons. Ever since I signed the deal, all these bitches on my penis. Boy, you ain't gon' squeeze it, you around for no reason. Boy, what block you from, let us know so we can spin it. Made Chicago legend, shit, that was just about finish. Said I wanna go diss the dead, and okay, I did it. But nigga, fuck T-Roy and OD, them dead bitches. You heard about J Money? Yeah. Niggas getting dead the same way. Bitch, don't play with gang. You don't want lil' bro in your gang way. I know you heard about lil' boo, yeah. They left his shit by a tight. Bullets was hitting him, he was singing like Mariah. Yeah, you heard about your ride. I know that hurt the heart. He probably walking, listening to his iPod. Yeah, you heard about Listy. Yeah, I heard about that too. But fuck him though, he a pack too. If we ever said it's up, that bitch, I swear to God we mean it. We already in hell, bitch, since 12 we been demons. Ever since I signed the deal, all these bitches on my penis. Boy, you ain't gon' squeeze it, you around for no reason. Boy, what block you from, let us know so we can spin it. Made Chicago legend, shit, that was just about business. Said I wanna go diss the dead, and okay, I did it. But nigga, fuck T-Roy and OD, them dead bitches. Nah, for real, fuck them niggas. All my ops, bitches. Heard he mixing brick name. No, he didn't. While bro was selling rocks and blows, you was somewhere swimming. When Baldy got his ass killed, they ain't stand on business. I go to D-Thang, grave and take a piss on that shit. If Key Peter was alive, I make that big suck my dick. If I gotta pull a mission, swear to God, I won't fail. But I can't let them see my face, cause they might tell. If we ever said it's up, that bitch, I swear to God, we mean it. We already in hell, bitch, since 12, we been demons. Ever since I signed the deal, all these bitches on my penis. Boy, you ain't gon' squeeze it, you around for no reason. Boy, what block you from, let us know so we can spin it. Made Chicago legend, shit, that was just about business. Said I won't go diss the dead, and okay, I did it. But nigga, fuck T-Roy and OD, them dead bitches.
Oh man, that was Dead Bitches by FBG Duck. Now, this song was way back in the day, and during the pandemic, 2020, way back then, is when he dropped this song. And not too long later, they hopped out the truck with the chops, a lot of them. Of course, all of them got bagged because this is, you know, America. They don't play. Don't play around like that. This ain't the cartels. They don't play like that. FBG Duck's mom got famous after that, kind of. I think she does OnlyFans now. Strange. Seems like she's in like her 50s or 60s. I don't know what I never went to go check what she does on OnlyFans. But of course, I never went to go check. Of course, I already mentioned that financial scammers, all of them got OnlyFans. You know, they want you to go there to pay, to learn about their scams. Well, actually, no, they're, you paying them is the scam. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. But Mexico, though, man, let me walk all that back with Mexico. Something that I really start to like recently is Chocolate Uno. There's this black dude, right? He's on TikTok. He goes to all these Mexican events, in most likely in Mexico, wears the cowboy hat, the cowboy boots. He's dressed like them, and he dances to their songs just like they do, but better, with the black sauce. You know the black sauce. Don't act like you don't know the black sauce. So he does it better than the Mexicans. He battles them. Like, they'll call, come through in the circle and try to battle him. Like, dang, look at my moves. Then he does the moves much better, and he even spices it up by adding a little bit of hip hop break dance sometimes. Like, a lot of them know him, and he's famous out there for doing that. He's calls himself the Chocolate Uno, the chocolate one. Should be the black one. Like, he's the only black guy there. Everybody else is Mexican. You know what I realize? Black in Spanish is negro. Negra for female. I think long time ago, back in the day, when white folks try to move away from the nigger to adapt negro, I think they just stole that from Mexicans, but it should have made it negro, not negro. It's negro. But they, you know how America do, they change it up a little bit. No, it's our shit now. It's negro. No, it's negro, nigga. The chocolate one, he's out here busting moves, man. This shit is fantastic. It's interesting to watch, man. This is some shit I should have done. I should have went to Mexico and just start doing their dance better than them. And then they pay me. They pay to come see me. They'll pay to come see me do their dance better than them, with sauce and spice and everything nice. And the weird thing is that he doesn't even speak Spanish. That's the funniest shit. He doesn't understand Spanish. He has a translator follow him everywhere. Of course, he recently said he's actually trying to learn Spanish, but he's there. He doesn't know Spanish. Imagine that. I'm going to come here, add some extra spice to your culture. So much so that you pay me to groove or to vibe. And I don't even speak your language. People are getting autographs, and he has a translator trying to tell them, Yo, what's up? I'm from Wyoming. I'm lying. I don't know where it's from. He never said those things. So I'm just bullshitting. Then the translator said, hey, hola, come back to Wyoming. What the? Okay, let me stop. But he did say he is learning Spanish now, but still, that's just crazy to me. He's that well known. He doesn't know Spanish. But he does refer to himself as the chocolate one. Chocolate uno. We just mixed all that today. And remember what was on the menu today? What I'm flying on? Chocolate chip. The chocolate one. Chocolate chip. So let's roll on into the Stoner score right now. The album I listened to this past week was Burna Boy. He dropped. And it's called I Told Them. It's got the right amount of songs, about 15 songs. I listened through it. It has quite a few well-known features. 21 Savage, RZA, J. Cole, you know, well-known American. And he also has other features that are most likely international features. I listened to it, of course. Gotta give Burna Boy his props. There's a few songs that translate very well. A few songs. Let me show you. This one with 21 Savage on there. You know, of course, you know the style of remixing old classics. Go ahead. It's your time, baby.
Get my baby. Do what you like. I can help you spit on anybody ever hated. Put you in baguettes, got you feeling like you made it. Everything advanced, nothing that I do is basic. Me and Rolls Royce on a first name basis. Liquor with no chases.
Wait, is this clean version? How the hell did I get the clean version? What the hell was that? Was that clean? Yo, that's the only version I see. Am I tripping? Oh shit. My fault.
Only give her honey cause she hates seeing new faces. Know she wanna mind by the stones in her bracelet. Little money, be out and down say shit.
Oh god.
She told me to pay it forward, now she backing it up. Used to date a ball player, but they wrapping it up. Got her in a penthouse and I'm smacking it up. They gon' point you to the top if you asking for us. 21.
Go ahead, it's your time, baby. It's your time, baby. Get my baby.
Of course, 21 Savage snaps 21. Every feature it does. He doesn't even need an album. He just needs to be featured forever. And he's still be lit and good. So I listened to the album. Does anything really stand out like that? Not really, to be honest with you. The album is alright. It was alright. That song I played was pretty good, but other than that, maybe two good songs out of this whole album. Other than that, it's not. There's a few of them that gets you in the mood, like. But this is mostly for women. Let me not say women. I'll say women. I'll say he's doing this album for women, bro. I ain't gonna be jagging to this on the regular, man. What you talking about? The Stoner score for this album, Burna Boy, I Told Them, it's about a 5.8. It's a 5.8 on this album. It was okay. Nothing spectacular. I wouldn't call it a classic. No. And that's all for Stoner Score. That's all I listen to. I know there's a few artists that I don't know that dropped the album, but that's just the thing. I gotta know them yet, you know? I mean, I don't have that time to be trying out everybody, you feel me? But over time, I will start knowing and all that. I know I know Coi Leray dropped another EP. Damn, she's very, very busy. She's just shooting them out like on some real shit. And it's a different style. It's not the same style as the last album. My previous album I reviewed with that style of remixing old classics. Like, her old album was that. That style might be wearing out now, man. Slowly. It might slowly be wearing out. But that's gonna be it for the Stoner score today, man. NFL season starts tonight, man. It starts tonight as I'm recording this. Of course, by the time this goes out, it's, you know, it already started. But I can't wait, man. I've talked about it before in the show. We need distractions, man. Like, Middle America needs distraction. For sure. And me. And me, cuz. But today, man, I'm in a pool where you select a winner. So you don't, it's not, you don't select players. It's like a tournament. You select one team that's going to win this week. And if that one team loses, you don't move on. You're eliminated. And the person, whoever chooses winners for that week, moves on to the next week. You do it again. And elimination if you choose the team that. So you're only choosing team, or you're betting per game. This team is going to win, I move on to the next round. This team loses, I'm out of the tournament. So it's not like real fantasy. And I was looking at it today, man. Last time I did this, I always bet my money on Kansas City Chiefs. Like, they like, you can almost say, okay, they're going to win, I'm moving on to the next week. They're going to win, I'm moving on to the next week. But they're the first game. Of course, they were the champs last year. They're the first game tonight. And I put my money on them, put my chips on them. But last second, like 10 minutes ago, before I started doing this, I hurried up and removed it. They're playing the Lions. Kelce is questionable. He has something going on with his ankle. But Mahomes is still there, though. You know, $500 million man. Or is he $1 billion? I don't even know, man. The numbers are so outrageous these days. But I just quickly went to go remove it. The Lions shouldn't beat them, but I don't know, man. I don't know. It's been too long since football has been out, so I don't know. But I am ready for some football, though. Some football, though. It's that time! Distraction is on the way, man. It's one of the best theme songs ever. It might be top one, if not one. All right, let me stop that. Stop it there, man. NFL is back. The season is back. Woo! Got some testosterone going up in here, man. What am I on today? Shit. But NFL is back tonight. Can't wait, man. Can't wait. NFL can never change that theme song, can they? Ever. This thing has been around for, what was it, like 70 years or so? Shit. It's like, you can't beat it. You can't beat it. I mean, you can add sauce to it, but you can't change it. Like, the foundation is done. But I am going to leave you with, before we get out of here, this is another song of the day we're going to be playing. It wasn't like to fuck around. Another song we're gonna be playing. Let me go get it. Let me find it. Where are you?
I wanna go to LA.
Well,
it's Donald Trump. Hey!
Shout out Patriot J, Benny Johnson, Big Bongino, Alex Jones, Free My Dogs and Lock Up, the Radical Left's Gone Crazy. I don't bail, I won't see inside a cell. Shout out Thugger, free my slime, slat, YSL. They tryna lock me up, but I'm plugged in ATL. Got homies doing life in jail, they living in hell. These DAs acting silly, my mugshot is worth a billy. Sold some merch and made a milli, shot me Millie out in Philly. Shot the baby, shot the Sosa, Benny Butcher, them my rollers. Called me racist, but these rappers riding with me, them my soldiers. Mega, I am not who they are after. I'm just in the way they watch.
to get to you, but I won't let them cold-hearted. No, I'm artist, getting back to where I started. I don't need to do the race, I'ma beat them RICO charges. And if I go to prison, you can't do me like the Clintons. I'll be laid up, eating steak with Secret Service, chilling, screaming, Orange Man bad, the whole world mad, thug life, shout out all of my MAGA base sheds. Coming
this
from
not
the
no Trump
state, I will stop the New World Order. But before that, I'll finish walls at the border. YSL, /, shout out Thugger. Finny got nothing on us.
This is a /, Thugger Thugger. That's the AI version of Donald Trump, man. He dropped a hit track, man. This is his first day out. You know, last. Back to the theme of this show, when I played that song where it's this and the dead, the last time I played it was First Day Out by Rundown Spaz. This and the dead. And I always speak about how First Day Out songs are important in hip-hop. This is Donald Trump's first day out because, you know, he got arrested. He got his mugshot. This is his first day out song. That guy, that's my slime. Oh, shit. Yo, I actually wouldn't mind if the president of the United States was AI, bro. Let's be real. It's coming. It's coming. The future is closer than you think, bro. President, the person making the most decision or the biggest decisions is not going to be a person. We'll see, man. Let's see how quickly we evolve to that point. Free Thugger, Thugger, that's my slime.